Oberlin College in Ohio says it will respond to student concerns about the lack of culturally diverse meals and the quality of the food. Well, this is the latest in a series of college protests this year, and a phrase that often comes up is safe spaces. Miles Best from Here Now contributor Youth Radio tries to unpack it.
What does a safe space mean exactly? It's hard to pinpoint, but you know when you're not in one.
I was like, oh, I'm going to fit in perfectly here. When I got here, I didn't realize that I'd feel so uncomfortable, that I'd have this imposter syndrome since the day I set foot in here.
That's Diamond Webb. She's the head of the Black Student Alliance at Occidental College in Los Angeles. Only 50% of Occidental students are white. That's part of what attracted Webb to the school in the first place.
And the reason I wanted to come here is because Oxy kind of had this rhetoric of diversity, equity initiatives and such, but they don't actually fulfill them. They don't put them into action.
This kind of disconnect is what's driving students of color to organize for changes, like removing the LA police from campus and increasing the budget for the chief diversity officer. At Occidental, the administration eventually backed most students' demands, but across college campuses, students don't always agree on what changes will create a safe space.
When we're talking about an instance where a safe space is being created in a place that should be for all students, if we're saying that now it's just for certain students, that's where I think there's a problem.
Stephen Glick, who's white, is a student at Pomona College in California and works on the student newspaper, the Claremont Independent. He says sometimes the focus on safe spaces pits one race against another.
I don't think that's going to help the goal of achieving racial equality and making the campus a comfortable place for people of all racial backgrounds.
Some students are asking, is the frame of safe space the right one? If students come to campus with such different backgrounds and experience campus life so differently? Since October of last year, there have been more than 150 complaints of racial harassment at colleges reported to the Department of Education. Nooses on campus and threats to students of color are some of the extreme cases. But there's also a lot of talk about microaggressions, which probably don't make the list. When it comes to creating a safe space at the University of California, Janet Napolitano, who is the president of that system, is concerned about more than students' physical safety.
What we're talking about is, are there active channels of communication so that students have a way of raising their concerns and are listened to and things are dealt with and not just blown off? And because it has to be active engagement to work.
There's also the challenge of sheer numbers. If Black and Latino students are looking for a critical mass on campus. But that's where it gets tricky. Race-based admissions are illegal since Prop 209 was passed by California voters in 1996. Since then, the number of Black students has dropped. They only make up 3% of UC's flagship campus, Berkeley.
For 3 years, I was the only Black person in this department. That's students, faculty, staff. There was nobody else.
Iman Sylvain is a PhD student studying plant microbiology at UC Berkeley.
And it's really tough because now we have like this culture of exclusion, which creates like a campus climate that is hostile in a lot of ways. So even students who qualify choose to not come to the campuses because it like looks so bleak. Because there's Compton cookouts and Kanye Western parties where like white frat boys want to dress up in blackface.
Ain't no party, the people gonna party, the people don't stop.
At a recent protest organized by Cal's Black Student Union, students carried on the free speech tradition here, calling for change and solidarity with protests around the country. Naila Nasir is the vice chancellor for equity and inclusion at Berkeley. She says the push for change on campus totally relates to larger movements like Black Lives Matter.
And it just so happens that we live in a society where anti-Black racism is still really prevalent. And that seeps in to the campus, right? So part of what we have to do is train ourselves to see it when it operates and not to ignore it, because we would prefer to imagine that our campus is different than the rest of the world.
The safe space debate is not likely to go away soon as universities try to attract and retain a diverse student body. While keeping students safe from physical harm is easy to agree on, the best way for students to feel like they belong and are engaged is much more complicated. For Here and Now, I'm Miles Best.
And that story from Miles Best came to us from our partners at Youth Radio. Well, we're just getting started this hour. Stay with us. More to come here and now.